Okay. So, stair dismount.
My girlfriend is the president.
Which one?
Of Russia.
No, which girlfriend?
The one that's the president.
Yeah.
But they're all the president.
No, his girlfriend is the president.
I have a crush on every president.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me,
Ryan.
Welcome to the Eliku Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, episode 44, Stair Dismount and Truck Dismount. Well, you know, like the reason, I think, why, like, our podcasts went from being, like, 20 minutes down to 10 or 15 minutes, we stopped doing What's News.
Well, yeah, because, like, I don't know.
Because they're dumb, I guess? I don't know.
But we have a kind of cool What's New today, because we are recording on the day of the Neo Tokyo release.
Which, I don't know.
We are
that...
waiting warmly while it prepares.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, did the UT one not count as a release?
The what?
The UT Neo Tokyo?
No, I guess it counts. Whatever. Fuck,
but
man.
It's not the one we're waiting for.
Yeah.
But it's like the same team, ain't it?
Yeah, but they went to the UT thing just to hash things out when the Source Engine got delayed because it leaked. They never intended to do it in the UT.
So they were just testing that shit out.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I guess.
So we got a little taste, but we don't got the whole picture.
All right.
Read a fucking book.
I refuse.
Anyway, so...
books.
Here's the overview for you. Neo Tokyo is a class-based team sort of game. Okay. How I flesh it out in my mind. Counter-Strike plus Spy
plus Gits.
No, hold on. Times Ghost in the Shell minus Asses times Jinro. They're not quite so assful, though. times Jinro... Oh, no. Times, parenthesized, Ghost in the Shell minus Asses plus Jinro minus Red Riding Hood equals Neo Tokyo.
Okay.
I don't know. Counter-Strike, the Gitsening. You run around. You got, like, thermoptic camouflage and stuff. It should be fun. Check it out.
That seems to be what it is. It's like... there's thermoptic camo. Obviously, it's Gits.
Yeah.
I mean, what else is there that would make it be that way? Like, well,
there's
gameplay
tanks
wise.
And capture the ghost mode.
Yeah, they call that capture the flag.
No, but you capture a ghost.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, the frickin' robot female torso, like from the first Ghost in the Shell.
Okay, fine, but unless it has an impact on gameplay. Which, that would be cool, like, if all of a sudden you became, like, you're able to hack into other people and, like,
you
mess
can,
with them.
When you hold the ghost in your arms rather than on your back, you
really?
Can, you get a heads up of all the enemies around you.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Nice.
I want to do, like, an EG, or I just want to be able to, like, hide behind a wall from them, hack their gun to just blow up.
That would be really cool.
And then they have no more gun.
And they do that, and Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, oh, that would be great, like, if they gave the recon, like, a remote viewing ability or something.
Yeah.
You just look through bad guys' eyes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Except, wow. Like, if you're looking at them already, like, what can they see that you can't? So, whatever.
So
anyway, there's our What's New.
See, it
congratulations.
Works. It inflates the size. People like to hear a longer podcast while they, like, drive to work.
Yeah.
Or up 2 hours upstate or something like that.
Play Dwarf Fortress. That's what Anime World Order is good for.
Except I hate Anime World Order, because the times when I, like, click in and start listening to them, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Like, I'm still not sure how much of Daryl Surratt to take seriously. And I know he would say, fucking everything, but...
but there you go.
Well, he might not say that. He's not usually that...
vulgar.
Vulgar.
Obscene. Speaking of obscene, is the coffee ready yet?
I don't know. You said you were checking on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so today we've come to you to talk about Stair Dismount.
How is it?
Okay, so, one time, we sat down and we were like, what are we going to podcast about, guys? And Nick was all like, let's talk about bad free Korean online games. Because that's what Nick sounds like, don't you know?
Yep.
I'm told my voice is actually a lot deeper than I think it sounds like. So I figured I'd just have to scale myself up, that's in pitch, to mimic Nick.
Not in audacity.
And I was all like, nah, that's a dumb idea. And Brian was all like, I'm going to roll some dice. And Brian's voice is even higher, you see.
Oh, no.
So what I thought I'd do... So then I, being the only one with any stones, was like, let's review a game about...
Hey, in Britain I weigh 12 stone.
How much is a stone, anyway?
I have no fucking idea.
I bet it's like 6 pounds.
No.
That's their money, dude. They don't weigh people in money.
Oh, no!
No, you used to weigh things against gold. That's how you're worth your weight in gold. It's the same thing, except British.
Have I ever told
you... Metric bastards.
Do you know the origin of alcohol proofing?
No.
Doubling it.
Okay. It's a crazy story, actually. British sailors were given a rum ration, right?
Yeah.
And to prove that it was actually good rum and not watered down, they'd see how much of it they could pour over gunpowder and still have it explode. And so it was like some weird ratio of like the moistness of the gunpowder versus like how much it weighed and stuff to see if their rum was watered down. And if it wasn't, you had proven your rum.
Huh.
Yeah.
But then, do you drink it once there's gunpowder in it?
No.
I don't know!
It's already lit.
It's already exploded.
What?
Which seems like a bad thing to do on a ship.
It's rum and gunpowder. Aren't both of those explosive?
Yes.
Why would gunpowder make... rum less explosive?
No, rum makes gunpowder less explosive if
but
it's watered
still
down.
But there's still fun in rum.
If it's watered down enough, it won't be. Ah. And it's already normally watered down a little bit.
Yeah, so they don't just get drunk on the job, but they can just keep drinking it.
Mm-hmm. NyQuil, the only medicine that's 20 proof.
Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about truck dismount and stair dismount.
It's 210% proof, you're already dead.
Much like the dude in Truck Dismount.
In Truck Dismount, you play a superhero.
Was Stair Dismount...
I thought Stair Dismount was about the superhero who wanted to get disability.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. It's the Superman-like guy. He works for the city, but, like, he needs to go out on disability. So he just throws himself down the stairs and collects the insurance.
Taken a sick day in 4 years.
You obviously know more about this than I, so...
That's all I know. The other thing to know is you gotta take out the leg.
Also, it's, like, made by a Polish guy or a German guy or something.
I forget the Polish names are. It's, like...
They're Prokrokurvit and, like, Prokrokurvit.
Yeah, Prokrostat and Kervostat. The Kervostat is a little meter that you adjust when it's too hot, so you need to curve things before you go around.
Shut up. Pun police. Oh, fuck. I treat you like a minority.
You know,
it's not even a pun.
In normal context, it's not that good. Out of context, also not that good. In the wrong context, I think that might be hilarious.
Whatever, man.
You know,
it's like all water under the bridge. Black history. Whatever.
It's like why 6 is afraid of 7.
Dismount. I don't want to say it.
Me neither.
It's so racist.
It's so great. Because it's an 8.
Tony the Tiger?
Yeah.
I hear you gotta earn your stripes.
I hear everywhere we go, people
want
to
know
who we are.
Who we are.
So we tell them.
This is Elite Custodia Podcast number 44, Truck Dismount and Stair Dismount.
Alright, so, you play as a superhero duck guy.
Duck guy?
Professional puff guy.
Superhero type guy.
Oh, okay.
Not Duckman.
Okay.
Maybe Duckman.
Some guy showed up to the teak the other day and was like, I am the best player on the teak. And everyone was like, no, you're not. And he was like, fine, I am the duckiest player on the teak. And we were all like, oh, lol, so random. He got kicked pretty soon.
By the way, this, if you put in 3 spoonfuls of sugar, like
too much sugar,
spoonfuls, and you don't mix it, this is where it starts to kick in, when you have this much left.
I
I would angle it, but they would remain flat. You know, like how the Egyptians tried to tell if their irrigation channels were flat.
By turning the earth and see if the water...
No, you just put water in it, and then if it's uneven, like, it'll come out.
Yes.
Yeah. You just go until it's all even.
Okay, so,
the game is you push a guy down a flight of stairs. There, I said it. It's okay. Like it's pretty good.
Tory Bash.
Yeah, this game reminds me a lot of Tory Bash, because you have, like, a ragdoll guy that's made of, like, cylinders and
this
shit.
This was, like, the first ragdoll game we played, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
There was like that, and then there was like Ragdoll Kung Fu, where you like you steer a guy by the head in like zero G.
Yeah,
and try to kick people. That game's all right. We should
that
play
game
that again
is
all sometime.
Right. I was playing that the other day.
Oh man,
it's still pretty fun. I one time I got up to the blockhead guy robots. I was
blockhead
fighting
guy.
Robots.
Oh man,
so
I only
hard.
Got
we
to
need
like
to do co-op.
Oh, whenever I did co-op, we just get in the way of each other. No, I got up to, like, four giant dudes, and that was, like, the most I could do.
Yeah, no, it's, like, soon after. No, there's one really, really, really giant dude. Like, he is, like, almost 10 times bigger than you are.
So, he's just a huge head to kick off.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, stay by the head, stay by the head!
Bonk. Okay, so, in stair dismount, you control a man, and you throw him down the stairs,
you
and...
You control the man, you control the vector.
You control the force... given to a man, and the place where it is applied, and you attempt to throw him down some stairs to inflict maximum damage.
Mash face against mountain.
Except the mountain is the floor.
And the stairs.
So, yeah, you throw him off, and he breaks perhaps all of his bones, and you get points for doing this. And that is the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's not much to it. That's why we've gone about... took us about half an hour to actually see what the game was about.
Yeah. Because, like, we were thinking, it's like, we don't want to let them down when we, like, uncover and everything, because what if they were expecting more? But then we realized, this isn't for the critics. So, you know.
This is for us. We are the critics. We are the reviewers. We are...
We're our own worst critic.
No,
journal.
No. See, it's silly to say that something isn't for critics.
Integral. We are integral.
Ham.
Love ham.
No, that's how much this weighs. Hamfist. Cool people know what I'm talking about. So, there's a sequel to this game. Called Truck Dismount.
Obviously, you didn't break enough bones the first time.
He's back from his disability leave, I guess. And he wants to go on vacation. Maybe spend some time with his super wife. I don't know. So, it's like the first game, only replace stairs with a truck.
And a wall.
And a wall. And two movable ramps.
And you can change where the guy sits or stands. You can just stand in front of the wall.
You can change whether or not the truck has a windshield or not.
Pretty much in that game, like, although I guess the idea was that the high score is getting, is like, you win by getting the highest score. But once you realize that, like, you just play by yourself, then the trick is to just fling him over the wall and then you win.
Yeah. It's or, like, get him crushed under the wheels so he just kind of
like
bugs out for an hour or so getting
Saints
points.
Row 2,
yeah.
Where you need to,
throw yourself into traffic?
To, the insurance fraud one.
Yeah.
And you just keep restarting the mission until it tells you to stay in downtown. And then you jump onto the freeway.
Yeah.
It's that. Except with just one truck.
And a while ago.
But a wall. The wall is handy, because you can mash face into wall.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's Stair Dismount and Truck Dismount.
They're pretty good.
But see, what's the reason to play them? Like, I think that's... Like, that's the thing, like...
Oh, then there's also Building Dismount, a.k.a.
Yeah.
No.
You break all your bones a lot.
No, they change some of the, like, quote-unquote failure messages. Like, now it's because... It's like, your femurs have been turned into femur paste. You broke all two of your legs!
Oh!
You only broke 10 of your fingers. Nothing else, just the fingers.
How did he land on them?
You are not completely dead.
Well, not really dead at all, it's just your femurs and your fingers.
Well, I mean, I don't know, there's a lot around your femurs. Like leg.
Yeah, but nothing vital.
Look at his sugar paste.
Unless you get some. Oh.
So why should you play this game?
Yeah, I mean, well, you see, I'm sure I've made this point before, but I feel that's the difference between us and, like, respected game journalism people and, like, Play This Thing, because that's the only other one of those that I really do.
Why do we keep ragging on Play This Thing? They're all right.
I'm not ragging on it. I'm just saying we have a different perspective.
I didn't know you made Paranoia.
They're the
I'm
only
sorry.
Ones in the industry.
I don't think so.
Not by a long shot.
Only other ones we recognize. The only other ones on our level. Oh no, here we go again.
Oh god. I don't even know. Is that an insult or a compliment? Or
I think it's an insult. I don't know.
It's an insult.
I lack self-confidence. So.
But like, they're gonna look at it like these games are important. They have a message. They bring some sort of intuitive ludonarrativism to them. I know, like that's fine on its own, and I will give them props for being able to do that. We show up and we just say this game is fucking awesome, and that's why you should be playing it.
It's a game about mashing a dude against a truck and a flight of stairs,
and it's awesome. Like, why is I? Let's find this out. Why is this awesome? This is an exploratory procedure.
Well, in most games, your objective is to avoid damage, except for, you know, turnarounds like the insurance fraud mode he was talking about. Uh-huh. So I guess in that, it's interesting that you are trying to inflict bodily harm on what is perceived to be yourself.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Well, also, this was like the first one of these
now
things.
We're turning into them.
Almost.
The Ludo narrative.
No, not really.
Tell me the story of this man's life as displayed through this game.
He falls downstairs.
He falls downstairs a lot.
Here's a man. Climbing these stairs.
The stairs of his own soul.
The stairs of his own downfall.
Whoa.
I just keep bringing it.
A shameful path led him here.
No, it's because one time they covered a game where you play as Gandhi, and, like, you have to collect people to, like, for your cause, and then you have to avoid hamburgers, but the hamburgers are attracted to you. And apparently this had a message, because it was Gandhi. Except it was kind of like Spin Jam.
Was that game on the Dreamcast?
No, that was that game on the PlayStation. Where it was like a giant flower, and it was match three, and it would throw the ones off the other side, and you have to catch them. That game was messed up.
Yeah, that wasn't that great.
I know. Point is... What did you even...
It's kind of different.
There we go.
You get to make things get hurt. And it doesn't cost you much by the way of time, money, or effort.
I guess that's the point. Like, this isn't goatee material right here, but it'll amuse you for a while. Perhaps.
Well, yeah, I think they were, like, one of the first ones to, like, put this in. Because this was before Saints Row 2.
Yeah, a bit before.
Yeah. And, like
it
when it came out.
Before Saints Row.
It's like, man, a game where you have to hurt yourself. This is new. Oh man, Ragdolls. This is also still kind of new.
What about Kuroshi?
That came after.
What about 5 Minutes to Kill Yourself?
Pretty sure that came after too.
Yeah.
This game is old.
How old is it?
Pretty old. I'm not about to look it up because I'm eating bread and drinking my sugar paste. But,
I remember this from back in my high school days.
Yeah.
So at least, like, a couple years.
You see, this is a game you should know about. Because it's free, and because at the time it was important.
Was it?
A little. To us.
To whoever made it.
That's true.
So, like, and the trick is, like, If you have the money to get, like, Saints Row 2 or something else that involves this now, you can get that. If you want something for free, you can get this. That's the way it kind of works with us. It's rare that we find a free game that's better than the commercial alternative.
I saw a commercial once.
Well, we could pretend that's not always the case. Like I was saying before, you just have the commercial versus free, and you pick two games to say they're the same.
Alright, let's compare Tokutsu Monogatari to Bakke Monogatari. See you next week for that one.
It didn't even paste, it's just sugar now.
Okay.
Oh, damn it.
Man, I wish one of you guys knew what Bakke Monogatari was.
It's,
the first one is.
It's about idiots with one guitar, right?
It's about what?
It's about, it's like idiots with one guitar, right? Like, Cave Story was,
No, I think it's about ghosts, but I only know the name. I know it's not a video game, though, is the point.
Oh, okay! Like, kind of like How Commando is a documentary filmed in real time. You guys didn't get to see that, and that was one of the best movies ever.
I didn't get to see Commando. I want to see Commando.
I didn't get to see Face Off either.
You know, you can't instant stream Face Off. It makes me sad.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
What?
You can get on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my dad signed up for Netflix, and I was looking at all the instant stream stuff because I signed up for my Xbox.
I have Netflix. We should see which instant stream. That's how we watch Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
I was trying to tell Jill she should watch Goodfellas because she understands us. Not that Goodfellas really has anything to do with us, but
I don't
get
know.
It because I haven't seen Goodfellas.
Oh, okay.
Why? What happens in Goodfellas?
Well, there's a bunch of guys who are bros, and there's like six of them, and they're bros for like 20 years, and then they all get killed
by the mafia.
No, they are the mafia.
Oh.
Yep.
But there's one part where the narrative switches to the guy's wife.
Uh-huh.
And she's talking about her outside view of all these guys. Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's weird. They always hung out together. They always talked about the same things together. Hell, we even went to the same vacation spots with each other together. And they really never had anybody from the outside. And I thought it was weird. But then I realized, bada, 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 whatever.
It was good, fellas.
Yeah.
I wish that was the moral of that movie. Like, they were weird, but they were good fellas. And
That kind of is how the movie ends.
Yeah. I thought he goes into to witness protection.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
But
he was a bad fella.
At the climax of the movie, the guy's talking about
being good fellas.
Being good fellas.
Alright, this is the Leak Crew Studios Freeware Movie Review Podcast, episode
3.
Goodfellas. Good night!
We could do that. We could do movies.
Good night!
Instantly streaming on Netflix review.
This podcast is over.
Alright, fine. You can email us at podcast@leakcrewstudios.net. Website is leakcrewstudios.net/podcast. Leave us feedback, look at our stuff. We may have a video soon. Good night.
Oh my god, a video!
Wait, a video.
What's a video doing here?
That's the other thing that I wanted to do while we were here. Sorry.
Hello again, Internet. It's funny, it seems, how often we find ourselves alone. Oh, hi, Nick!
What's up? You're never going to have a quiet moment with the Internet.
I did that last time.
Yeah, but you wasted it.
Why?
I heard it. I heard the dirty secrets. You spoke to the Internet.
What?
Real cool. When we're all hanging out with a coffee. Okay, just...